Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Menachos Daf Mem Zayin. We begin right on top with a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, back to our discussion regarding the Kivsei Atzeres, so this package on Shavuos, consisting of two sheep, two kvasim, which are a carbon shlomim, very rarefied, a public carbon shlomim, together with a pair of bread, shtei alechem. Now they undergo a joint tenufa, waving up and down, back and forth, and then the kvasim are processed like a regular carbon shlomim. We have shchita, we have the zrika, and as we learned yesterday, the processing of the shlomim, of the kvasim, actually is what gives the bread their kedusha, as we're going to see right now. Tana Rabbanan, Kivsei Atzeres. Ein mekachin es alechem ela b'shchita. So although they undergo a joint, the kvasim undergo a joint tenufa with the breads, that's not what activates the kedusha on the breads. Rather, it's the akrava of the kvasim, the shchita, the zrika, etc., is what upgrades the bread from merely being kedushas damim, monetarily kadosh, belonging to the hekdesh. It now upgrades them. It makes them an object of akrava, turns them into something called kedushas hakuf, inherently kadosh, which makes them more sensitive and susceptible to all types of psulim and disqualifications, and that only happens when you process the kvasim. Again, Tana Rabbanan, Kivsei Atzeres, a mekachin es alechem ela b'shchita. It's the shchita of the kvasim that does the, that activates the kedusha on the lechem. Ketzad. Okay, so let's see. We have several cases. Shochtan l'shman v'zarok dam l'shman. Suppose he did the shchita and the zrika l'shman, having in mind the right carbon, this is a shlamim, then great, kadosh alechem, the lechem becomes kadosh, no problems. What about shochtan sheloi l'shman v'zarok dam sheloi l'shman? What if the shchita and the zrika were both done with the wrong intention? He was thinking that it's an oilo. In this case, since the kvasim were not processed properly, loy kadosh alechem, the lechem does not become kadosh, and it remains monetarily kadosh and not inherently kadosh. What if it's one in and one out? Shachtan l'shman, the shchita was done properly, but not the zrika. V'zorak domash l'shman. So one element of the processing was proper, was successful, the other one was not. What happens to the breads? Halachem kadosh v'ene kadosh. The bread is somewhere in the middle. It's kadosh, but not really. Somewhat, but not completely. As we're going to see soon. Whose opinion is that? Divrei Rabbi. So Rabbi says it's somewhere in the middle, because it had a successful shchita, but not zrika. Rabbi Lezer, Shimon Omer, he says nothing doing. It's a non-starter. Unless you have a successful zrika, you have nothing regarding the breads. Loi lamein kadosh. There's no kedusha at all. Ad sheyishchit l'shman v'yizrok dam l'shman, until the shchita and, right, both the shchita and the zrika were done successfully. My time in the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe hold otherwise? Why is it that the shchita alone can accomplish some form of kedusha? The chsiv. So I'll yas zevach. Now zevach means zvicha, the shchita. So the shchita accomplishes something. So I'll yas zevach shlamim l'Hashem. This is actually by the Nazir, which is the source material from where we learn that the shchita of the kvasim does the same to the breads, just like by the ayil of the shlamim, it's mekadosh his breads here as well. So we follow the same model. Just as over there, the shchita itself can accomplish some sort of upgrade in the kedusha of the breads here as well. As ayil yas zevach shlamim l'Hashem al salamazis. Lamemru, we learn from here the shchita mekadosh, it's the act of shchita alone that can accomplish some form of kedusha on the breads. Rav Elazar ben Shimon, he disagrees. It says yas. Yasa means complete the entire process. Achiyasa kolasi yosa, until he finishes everything properly. V'Rabbi Nami yiksev yasa. So what does Rabbi do with yasa? The answer is yiksev zevach yasa. Yeah, if the pasuk would say zevach yasa, because the Kamaris, I would agree with you. Zevach means a shchita, and yasa means complete the whole process properly. So that's required. Hashta yiksev yasa zevach, but it doesn't say like that. It says yasa zevach. V'mei yasa bezvicha. In this case, the definition of yasa means bezvicha. So the shchita alone can accomplish something. Rogazav Shimon, Hoksev Zevach, according to Rogazav Shimon, who focuses on yasa, the entire process. What about the word zevach, which indicates shchita alone can do something? That's coming for something else. Homi boile look Rabbi Yechna, it's coming for Rabbi Yechna, it's halacha Rabbi Yechna. I call my even Rogazav Shimon, who says that zrika is critical for the kedusha of the bread. Even he agrees. Even though yod at the shechita alone cannot really accomplish much, but you should know the lechem has to be around, has to be there by the shechita, because it is the initiation of the process. Although it doesn't really accomplish, it doesn't really activate kedusha, but it is the initiation of the process, and the lechem has to accompany the entire process. Okay, so again, the kvasim ha-makadosh lechem, the shechita and the zrika will lishma, great. Both shlo lishma, non-starter. Shechita lishma, zrika shlo lishma, Rebbe says, the lechem is kadosh ve'ene kadosh, it's partially kadosh. We're going to define that in a minute. And Rav Shimon says, it's not kadosh at all. Okay, so what does Rebbe mean? My kadosh ve'ene kadosh. So on that we branch off again. Okay, gotta hold on here. We have Abaye and Rav. Abaye Omar kadosh ve'ene gomor. It's somewhat kadosh, but not completely. Rav Omar kadosh ve'ene niter. It's kadosh, but it's not permitted for consumption. It's not a successful offering. Now they both seem to be saying the same thing. My b'nai, any difference in practicality here? There's a difference. According to one pshat in Rashi, means like this. Let's say he decides to redeem these breads. So he sets down some money to redeem the breads. Can he take that money and now use it for any other carbon? Or does it have to be used for the same designated purpose as the breads? So the kedusha of the bread sort of gets transferred to the money. But it's still in the early stages here, because there was no real kedusha or no complete kedusha applicable to the breads yet. It was still more the process when this happened. The limited kedusha on the breads at this early point is not powerful enough. It's not considered committed to the process. In which case, if you redeem it and you transfer that sort of weak kedusha on this money, that money can be used to buy any karma. It isn't necessarily committed to this cause. It's somewhat kadosh bein gomer. It's not complete. It's not committed to the cause, and therefore, when it's transferred to money, that money can be used to buy any other karma. It can be diverted to a different purpose. Whereas the Rava Tavis Pidyane, Rava says that it's Kaddish, it's just not Mutar Ba'achil, it's already committed to this process. The Shtei Lechem must be used as Shtei Lechem, and likewise, the replacement money as well has that same designation. Okay, so again, we're talking about Rebbe's Shita, who says Kaddish Ve'ne Kaddish. Abaye says you can redeem it and use the money for any other carbon purpose. Rava says it's committed to this process. And that's Rebbe's Shita. According to the Rav Shimon, it doesn't even have that limited kedusha. So Bishlam LeRava, according to Rava, who says that Rebbe holds the lechem and the substitute money is committed, and Rav Shimon says it's not committed because he says it's not even kedusha at all. Bishlam LeRava. So according to Rava, we understand there's a difference between Rebbe and Rav Shimon. Hainu. So this very point just discussed is the difference between the Yikabein, between Rebbe and Rav Shimon. Rebbe says money is committed, and Rav Shimon says it's not. Ella Abaye, we're going to Abaye. That even Rebbe does not commit the breads, the monies, in exchange of the breads, to this cause. That's Rebbe's Shita. So Rav Shimon seems to be saying the same thing. He also says there's no Kedusha at all. Ella Abaye, my Yikos. So any practical differences between Bein Rebbe, Little Rav Shimon? Yeah, it could be Nayel of Sulubi Yahitze. Let's say the breads were taken out of the Azorah, which typically would make the carbon material possible, because it left the area, Yahitze. So what happens if, picture it, you have a Shechita Lishma. Okay, so you're midway. Now the breads leave the area. So according to Rebbe, the breads have already acquired some minimal level of Kedusha by way of the Shechita. If they leave the area, it becomes possible Yaitse. According to Rav Shimon, it's not so. So you've got the Zrika done. You haven't really activated any Kedusha on the bread. So if they leave the area, just bring them right back and continue the process of Zrika, and you have successful breads. Okay, so in a nutshell, we learned the fundamental idea about Kvasim B'Makadosh the Lechem by way of the Shechita. So if you did the Shechita and the Zrika Lishma, you're good to go. Both Shelo Lishma the breads are not kaddish. What if the shechita was lashmua, but the zrika not? So that's subject to machlekes between Rebbe, based on the pasuk learns that even the shechita can accomplish some kedusha. According to Rav Shimon, no kedusha at all until you have the zrika done properly. So according to Rava, Rebbe would hold that there's some kedusha to the point that if you redeem the breads, that replacement money must be used for the same purpose. That's Rebbe, but not Rav Shimon. According to Abaye, the difference would be that according to Rebbe, once you have shechita done, the bread already is somewhat kaddish, and if it leaves the area, it's possible yaitzei. Not so according to Lezer version. Okay, continuing the Gemara with another presentation. Continuing on the same line. Boy minei. So who asked the question? Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchok asked me, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. I have a question. Exactly the case we discussed a minute ago. Kiv se'at seres, right? Those are sheep. Sheshachta neshman, whose shechita was successful, neshman, but the zrika not. What happens to the bread? Oy se alechem, mal bachila. What's the status of the bread with respect to consuming them? Are they considered properly processed or not? Now, let's break this down into bite-sized pieces. Aliba the man, whose opinion are we addressing here? According to him, of course the answer is no. Amar, he told us a minute ago, Zrika hidimakacha, it's the Zrika that does the Kedusha. Until you have Zrika, you're not able to. Okay, Eliba the Rebbe. So let's shift to Rebbe, who seems to say that the Shechita alone can activate some Kedusha. Yeah, but not to eat the breads. You can't say it's a successful mission. Eliba the Rebbe, well, Bein Labaye, Bein Lerava, according to both Shechitas, Kaddish vein niter. At most, it's kaddish, but there's no heter achila vein niter. So what's the what's your question? Oh, the answer is we have yet a third opinion here. It's not Rebbe. It's not Rav Shimon. El aliba da haitana. Let's take a look at a different opinion. The Tani Avod Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba, he presented a price. We will discover yet another shita which perhaps will allow us to eat the breads under these circumstances. Hello, that even an improper zrika can permit the breads for consumption. So here's the case. So now we shift to a different case. Let's keep the question in mind. Let's put it, on the back burner. And let's shift gears to a different scenario. And we'll come back to the first case in a minute. Okay, so now we have shtealechem shiyotzu. They left the area. He did the shchita. Shtealechem now were taken out of the area. And now he proceeded with the zrika. But he had pigle in mind. He had a mind to eat the kvasim in a week's time, and that makes them pigle. So certainly the kvasim are pigle. The question is, what happens to the breads which are out of the area? Do they get swept along? Do they get caught on to this process as well? Do they get affected and are considered pigle if one eats them, there's curse or not? Don't worry about the breads now. There's no pigle on the breads. They're unaffected by this process. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yesh Belechem Shem Pigle. He says, if you had Machshava Pigle while processing the kvasim, the breads that are outside become pigle. How do you explain this machlekes? V'Amar Avsheshes. He says, let me explain to you what's going on. Hani Tanoik Rabbi Svirlu. So first of all, you should know both of these opinions, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva, are both going with Rabbi Svirlu, the Amar Shkita Makacha. First of all, you have to get that established, that the Shkita on its own will activate some form of kedusha on the breads. Okay, so that explains why when the breads leave the area they become pasul, because they already have kedusha, as we said before, they are now susceptible to the psul of yaitze. Okay, so that's the base fact, that we're going like Rebbe, the shechita will apply some kedusha to the breads, making them susceptible to yitz. Now ask the next question. So what happened afterwards? The zrika took place with a machshava of pigel. Rav Eliezer says the breads don't get affected by pigel. Rav Akiva says it does. What's the basis for this machlekes? Miu, but Rav Eliezer tamei. You see, there's another machlekes between these two chachamim, Rav Eliezer and Rav Akiva. So our discussion today links into that machlekes as well. Miu, Rav Eliezer tamei. Rav Eliezer here, who says that the breads are unaffected, is in line with his opinion stated elsewhere, the Amma who says, regarding a regular carbon, let's say a regular standard, forget about breads, a regular carbon, a shlamim, okay, whose basar left the area before the zrika. The Amma who says, any zrika ma'alas liyaitse, the zrika on the carbon could not affect, benefit, it can't do anything for the material that's outside. It's out of range. Okay? Rabbi Kiva Tameh the Omar Zrika Melas Liyotz. Rabbi Kiva holds a Zrika can benefit, can impact Basar that left the area. And likewise over here, where the breads left the area, what Leza says, even though the Zrika is taking place inside and the breads are outside and Pasal, it's irrelevant. They're part and parcel of this package. If there's pigle on the carbon, there's pigle on the breads. Rabbi Kiva says no. The breads are out of range. So although the pigle occurred on the carbon, but not on the breads, it's not. Where do we find this discussion? Whether the zrika carries over to the material that's outside, it's not. Emuri kachem kalm, we have the emurim, the fats of the kachem kalm, which are meant for the mizbeach. Problem was they left the area. They were taken out of Beis HaMikdash. He also left the zrika done before the zrika. And now you did the zrika, and the fats are still outside. How closely connected are they with this carbon here? Rav Eliezer Omer, no, they're outside, they're disconnected, out of range, out of reception. In my element, there's no me'il on those fats, which typically happens when zrika occurs. Ve'en chayav naleim, and there's no applying to them the alochas of pigel and noisar and tummy, they're not considered part of the carbon. Ve'en chayav naleim ishan pigel. So although the zrika was done with a machshava of pigel, it doesn't affect the emurim, they're outside, they're out of reception. Ve'en noisar v'tummy, Rekiva says, yes, they are part of the package, they are part of the process, even though they're out of range. Rekiva Aymer, they're so closely connected that it overshadows, overrides time and space. Rekiva Aymer, my Alan man, the Zrika that's taking place in the Beis HaMikdash will address the material outside as well with respect to activating Mi'ila and Pigel, etc. Okay? So knowing this, what is this? This is like this. We're talking about a pair of breads with two kvasim, where the kvasim were nishchat lishman, right? And then the breads were taken outside. And then he proceeded with the zrika as pigel. Question. Do the breads become pigel? Rav Eliezer says no. And we linked it to the Rav Eliezer Shita stated elsewhere that zrika inside doesn't impact the items outside. Rav Akiva says it does. Just as the zrika of a carbon affects its basar outside with respect to the halachas of pigel, etc. Same with the breads that are currently outside and already became pasul b'yetze. So back to our. Now let's shift back to our question at hand. So we began our discussion with a question, right? He has kvasim, he has lechem. Shechita was on the shman, and the breads were here, okay? Simple case. They never left, they're here. But the zrika was done shalei lishman. What would you say according to Rabbi Akiva? Shall we say? And just like in his case, where the zrika was on the shem pigel, on the breads which left the area became pasul. It's irrelevant. They get impacted by the zrika of the carbon, they become pigel as well. They're so closely knit, so closely connected to the kvasim. Whatever happens to the kvasim happens to them. They share the same fate. So perhaps the same thing over here. That even though the zrika happened shlo lishma, but the bread share the same fate as the carbon, just like the carbon could be eaten. Even if it was shlo lishma, it's not going to count as your ideal carbon, but it's still permissible. You could eat it. So perhaps the bread share the same status as well. Okay, so it's like the breads shared the zrika experience. They benefited from the zrika experience. They could be eaten. That's one way to look at it. Okay, so let's see. Mai. So based on this discussion, what would you say in our case? Where the breads were stayed inside, but the problem is the shechita was lishma, but the zrika was shlo lishma. So although it wasn't really a successful zrika, but perhaps the breads can still be eaten. Mai, mit the zrika's pigel cover lechem, just like the zrika pigel in that case over there. Cover lechem be pigel. Mi yaitze. Even though the breads left the area, which makes them puzzle, they're still somewhat connected to the carbon, in which case the zrika's pigel impacts the breads as well and makes them pigel kibasa, just like we say that the zrika of the carbon affects its flesh that left the area. It's one package, it's part and parcel of the same. So likewise in the case of zrika shlo lishma, in our case where the breads are here and the zrika was lishma, but the zrika shlo lishma, the shechita was lishma, but the zrika was lishma. Perhaps it can permit the bread for consumption, just like the kvasim amutar, the breads also. The one entity, idilmo, you can say no. This long distance impact perhaps only works to its detriment. The zrika is pickled, the breads are pickled. Perhaps not to permit the breads. Idilmo lechumra, I mean, we can say lechumra. But lekula lamrin, we can't say lekula to positively impact the breads. So the zrika was shlo lishma, perhaps that's not what the Torah really means, that the zrika lishma can impact the bread, but in a beneficial way, in a positive way, but to use a zrika which was shlo lishma, sort of unsuccessful zrika, and use that to permit the bread, perhaps that you can't do. We don't say they're so integrally part of the kvasim that they become mutter, even though it was a zrika shlo lishma. Okay, so that's the question that we're dealing with. Okay, so we're talking about kvasim and the lechem. The kvasim were nishchat lishma, and then nizrak shlo lishma. The question is, can we eat the lechem? And we related it to a different case, where shechita of the kvasim was lishma, and the lechem left the area, became pasal b'yaitzei, and then the zrika happened as pigel. Rabbi Kiva says the breads become pigel, so we see that they get impacted even by an improper zrika. Even when they're pasal, they became yaitzei already. They're so part and parcel of this package, it's inseparable. So shall we say in our case as well? The shechita was lishma, the zrika shlo lishma, the breads can be eaten because they're considered as though they experienced this hakrava which permits them for achila. Do we say no? An unsuccessful zrika cannot positively impact the breads. Maskele Rav Papa. You know, I have a question on this whole discussion. You're assuming that Rabbi Kiva holds that the zrika of pigel can impact the breads which are outside and became pasul b'yaitzei. Who's to say we're talking about that type of case? And that forms the basis of our discussion and theoretically would apply to the case of zrika shlo lishma. Perhaps we're speaking that nothing wrong happened to the breads in that case. They're back in. They were taken out for a minute, but then they were brought back in. They were taken out after zrika, after shechita, sorry. And we're going like the shechita, that shechita does nothing to the bread. They don't become kosher. They can leave. They can take a walk. You bring them back in before the zrika, they're back home. They're safe territory. So, for practical purposes, they never left the area. They're kosher. Yes, in this case, I understand fully well why the zrika of pigel impacts the breads, because the breads are perfectly fine. But in our case, where the zrika was shlo lishma, that's an unsuccessful zrika. Who says it can be matter the breads? Okay, so that's the essence of his question. Maskel Rav Papa. I have a question to Rav Papa. Who am I? How can you compare? Who says the Chiyisnu Avroi? Please, who says Rabbi Akiva is talking with the brethren outside and disqualified? And still he says that this Rika that's taking place inside can impact them. Perhaps in a case where they're still sitting outside by this Rika, all agree. This Rika that's taking place inside can affect them outside. Of course not. But Alina Pligi. We're talking that the breads were taken back inside. Just in time for this Rika. Alina Pligi and the Machlegis. Between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva is. Rabbi Lezer holds. So like Rebbe, he was like Rebbe. Dama shchita makacha. Even the shchita already affected some kedusha, activated some kedusha, and therefore v'ifsilu biyaitzis. So therefore, when the bread's left after acquiring some level of kedusha, they become pasal biyaitzis. So they're out of bounds, out of the picture. Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Lezer Shimon. Rebbe Kiva was like Lezer Shimon. Damar, who says shchita does nothing to the breads, so they're as yet not holy. Shchita loy makacha. But let me see biyaitzis. So even if they're taken out for a minute, they don't become pasal. So as long as they're back in before Zrika, they're safe. And of course, they get affected by the pigle that happened with the Zrika. Of course, they're perfectly fine breads. Says the Gemara, no. You can't say that. You can't ask that. Haimai. How could you ask this question? Because Iyam Rasbushlam Rukiva Kurabi Sivirle. Because you have to say that Rukiva holds like Rebbe. It's only going to work that way. Behold that. Rabbi Akiva follows Rebbe. Tadamah, who just told us before, Shchita Mekatshul, that in fact the Shchita of the Kvasim does elevate and does sanctify the bread somewhat. Hayinu Dekom Rabbi Akiva, Dekatshulu B'Shchita. That would explain what Rabbi Akiva said. And that is that the breads become somewhat Kaddish through the Shchita. So in this case where the shchita was fine, that grants a measure of kedusha to the breads, and now subsequently when he continues and does this rika with pigel, the bread become pigel as well, because they're already in mid-process, they're already relevant, they're already considered kaddish and carbon materials that can be affected by pigel. So only that way can we explain Rav Akiva's direction. Eli Amres Krabbez of Shimon's really, but according to your question, that perhaps Rabbi Akiva was going to the Rabbez of Shimon, who says the Shechita does not activate any measure of Kedusha on the breads. And therefore the breads here are perfectly fine, even though they left the area, they just brought back, as long as they're back before Zrika, so there's nothing wrong, so there's no connection to our store. Eli Amres Krabbez of Shimon's really, if you're going to suggest, as you just asked, Rabbi Akiva was going like Rebbe Shimon. The Amar Zvicha Lemekacha, that the Zvicha, the Shechita of the Kvasim, doesn't activate any Kedusha on the breads. That's the case. It's a good question, but it's not going to work with the Halacha that Rebbe Akiva is presenting to us. Zvicha Spigel Lemekacha? If the breads are not Kaddish at all, you have to wait for the Zvicha to make it Kaddish. Well, actually, this Zvicha was a Zvicha of Pigel. That can't activate any Kedusha on the breads. So the whole case wouldn't work out. We know that for a fact from Gidlam Rav. Vamar Gidlam Rav, he tells us, Zrika Spigel Enam Abila de Meila, Venim Etsim de Meila. One takes done and applies it to the Mizbeach with a Machshav of Pigel, it can't activate Meila, it can't deactivate Meila, meaning Enam Abila de Meila, it can't activate Meila, Bibur Kachim Kalam. By the fats of the kachim kalam, the lighter karbanos like a shlamim, where the me'ilah gets activated after zrika, on those fats, because now they're designated for the mizbeach. If the zrika was done in a pigel format, it can't accomplish that. It's a failed zrika. And likewise, ve'enu metziyam de me'ilah can never deactivate me'ilah in a case of v'sar kachim kachim, the flesh of a kodesh kadoshim, like a chatos, where the typically the zrika now designates the basa to the kohanim for the kohanim's use, and therefore it takes away the mila. Well, if the zrika was pigel, it can't do that. So we see that a zrika pigel is limited, powerless. Certainly, it cannot take the shtei alecha and make them kaddish and make them pigel. You need the Zrika to make them Kaddish to be good. They're not Kaddish unless you have a proper Zrika. A Zrika spiel can't do that. So clearly, Rabbi Kiva is not going with the Shita that Shchita does nothing, it's only a Zrika, because otherwise he wouldn't consider the Lechem to be Pigal in this case where the Shchita was failed and only a Zrika was done, because this type of Zrika can't make Pigal, can't make Kedusha on the breads. It's powerless to act a Kedusha on those breads, and certainly they would not become Pigal. It cannot render them carbon material to make them Pigal. The only way this is going to work, the only way we can understand a Rekiv who says that the breads become pigul, is because the Shechita does do something. And once they've already acquired some level of Kedusha by the Shechita, so now the Zrika's pigul can turn them into pigul. In which case, that leads us to the next question discussed earlier. Perhaps the Zrika Shlo Lishma can do the same, as we discussed. Lavi Tosef der Gidol Marav. The response is, but this halacha, this quote from Rav, that a Zrika's pigul can't do much, it's been refuted elsewhere, Maseches Me'ilah, so you can't really use that as a reference point, in which case our question still stands. So we thought we had a right from Akiva, perhaps it's not really going to be shed much clarity on our case. So again, we had a Shaila. The Shechita of the Kvasim was Lashman, but the Zrika Shalei Lashman, what happens to the breads, can you eat them? We thought we had a connection to Akiva, who says likewise that the similar vein that the failed, you know, Zrika of a pigul on the lechem that left the area can apply to the breads. The question is whether it's going to work in our case as well. We're not really sure. Okay, one more last discussion here regarding the kivsei atzeres shloi lishman. Boy, minei Rabbi Yirmei Rabbi Zeira. I had a question. Kivsei atzeres sheshchatan lishman. So the kvasim was done lishman. Okay, so the shchita was lishman. Vavad alechem. So now once the shchita was done lishman, all agree they are now bound to their breads. You can't separate them, you can't, right? The lechem disappeared on you. So now, the kvasim are failed, so to speak. You have to burn them. Can I now shift them and redesignate them and relabel them as though they're ordinary carbon shlamim, not kivsei atzeres? Mao shizr of domen shlo lishman, can I be do the zrika with another designation in mind? I'm no longer regarding them as shlamim of the breads, regular shlamim. What's the purpose? Lahatir basar b'achila, to enable the consumption of the basar. Fine, it's not going to count as the kvasim of atzeres, of shvus, of the bread, because we lost the bread, package fell apart, right? Collapsed the whole system. But can I now at least salvage them, use them as a regular shlamim? Amalei, he says, of course not. Yesh l'chadava she'en akashar l'shmoy b'kashar l'shmoy? Do we ever have such a precedent to take something which is not suitable if done properly, and if done improperly it's going to be suitable? If it can't work properly, of course it can't work improperly. V'loy, really, we don't find such an idea. We find by Karban Pesach, Arei Pesach, Kodem Chatzayis, you have Karban Pesach before Chatzayis of Arei Pesach, then a Kosher L'Shma. If you shecht it for the sake of Karban Pesach, it's too early, it's possible, but you can divert it as a shlamim. If you shecht it as a shlamim, it's okay. So you see, it can work. So Rabbi Zeira says, no, I meant like this. Find me a case of something which had already been suitable for its purpose. Its time has come. Its process has begun. Like in our case, where it was shechted properly. Then something came and rejected it from its designation. You lost the breads, right? In fact, if you continue with that same track, it's not going to work. And you're telling me if I divert it, it's going to work? That's improbable. Responds the Gemara, no, I'll still find you a case that it works. Really? It doesn't work? Vari Pesach Achazmani. Karban Pesach after Pesach, right? It was suitable. And now it's no longer suitable for Karban Pesach. B'shayim Eis HaShana. So it's throughout the year. If I do it for Pesach, it's possible. If I divert it as a shlam, it works. Perhaps the same case over here. Same over here. Says Reb Zeira, no, I meant like this. What I meant is like this. Since when do you have a case of a carbon which was suitable for its purpose, for its designation, and it was shechted accordingly, like in our case, and then something happened, it was pushed away from Lishmoy, can no longer be used for its original destiny. Ve'en akash Lishmoy, right? Because Lishmoy is going to tell me that it's okay if you do Shle Lishmoy. Says the Gemara, V'loi, really not? Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, I find a case. Fari Toida, a carbon Toida, whose bread became disqualified after the Shechita. So you have a carbon Toida with the bread, do the Shechita, so it's already en route, on track, and something goes wrong with the breads. You can continue. How? By redesignated as a Shlomim, from a Toida to a Shlomim. So you see that it can work. So perhaps now a case as well. No, says Reb Zera, that's an exception. Shani Toida, the Rachmana Kari Shlomim. Toida is very different. The Torah calls it a Shlomim. The Pasuk says, Psar Zevach Toida Shlomim, Vim Karbono Yachal Chul. Toida is a subset of a Shlomim. So if it don't work as a Toida, you can quickly shift it over, divert it as a Shlomim, and it will work. As opposed to Kivsei Atzeres, which have only one single designation, Kivsei Atzeres. And if it's not going to work, it's possible. Okay, we started and ended with the Kivsei Atzeres. So we started at the Kivsei Atzeres of Makadosh Lechem, through the Shechita, Shechita Lishma, Zrika Lishma, certainly good. Both, Shlo Lishma, no good. The Lechem is not Kaddish. What if the Shechita was Lishma? And the Zrika not, so according to Rebbe, the Shechita itself can accomplish some Kedusha, according to Rebbe of Shimon, it cannot, without the Zrika. We had an interesting discussion regarding breads which left the area, and the pigel happened during the Zrika. What happens to the breads? We had a machlekes on that, which tied into a different machlekes regarding Zrika me'elas li'yaitzei. And we concluded with a case of Kivsei Atzeres after Shechita, who lost its breads. Can you now redesignate the kvasim and use them as regular shlamims? So we sort of had a back and forth on that. It wasn't really 100% resolved. Okay, all the best to you and hatzlacha.